Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts this evening, Liz Pfister, and I'm joined by Jan Drake-Bakke at the moment, and we are waiting for Miss Catherine Peoples to arrive. She'll be on here shortly as well. How are you this evening, Jan?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, thank you. Just it's been quite a week, and a lot of stuff going on, and we all have been through a lot. And how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. We were sharing before we came on air. Well, first we'll excuse our co-host, DC Love and Mary Hernandez. They won't be joining us this evening. Poor sweet Mary lost her mother 2 weeks ago, and then this past weekend lost her nephew. So our hearts are going out to her. Very tragic accident, and we send all our love to her this evening, as well as DC. DC has some crazy things happening in her life as well, and we're also sending love her way for strength, because this has been an ongoing saga for her that is just, it needs to come to an end here quickly.
Yes, it does.
So we will be missing them, but thinking of them while we were on the air this evening. And we were sharing, Jan, before that we started the show, that next week, September 10th through the 16th, is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. And I was sharing how here where I live, the county has a I don't know what they call it, a thing going on to bring awareness to it, and they call it Chalk the Walk. And what they're asking you to do is to put on your chalkboard, on your sidewalk in front of your home, you know, positive messages, positive pictures for people to see for Suicide Awareness Week next week. And I'm fortunate enough that I have actually great, big, beautiful sidewalks in front of my home that I'm going to be utilizing for my business, but also I work for the town, and so we'll be doing it in front of our town building as well. And, all the school buses go past both my home and the town hall, so these will be seen by a lot of children. So I'm very excited about that, because it's such a big issue. I don't think we talk about it enough. I know that I've shared before that my son lost a friend this way at a young age. And it's just horrifying. And I know, Jan, you have a little experience as well.
Yes.
Just what people have to go through.
Yeah, and I love this idea of this Chalk the Walk. I am totally for this. I'm gonna do it. I'm going to write some messages on my sidewalk in our neighborhood, and I love that. We had a family member last year and a half ago commit suicide, and it's been, I can barely say the words. I can even hardly talk about it, but it's one of the most devastating things that can happen, and so it's a real thing. You don't ever think it could ever happen to you, to your family, to your friends, but it does. It does happen, and you don't even know it, and it just, but anyway, as it turns out, I have been listening ever since that time. As a matter of fact, I started listening to many more podcasts because I needed to, because it was such a shock. And I listened to a lot of things on suicide, which has been really, really helpful for me to understand that they are going to be welcomed in and just given a lot of love, and so into heaven, you know. So they aren't going to be alone, and they're going to be okay, and they'll be getting whatever they need, you know, to help them and stuff. So, I mean, that's just so reassuring, and those videos really helped me just. And I already knew that. I already knew that information, but it was just nice to go over that again, you know, just to reiterate that in my brain and stuff. And so
well, I imagine Jan must have been raised in the Catholic faith, you know, to have the, because I know that's always the opinion of the Catholic faith that, you know, they, those people will not go to heaven when they commit suicide. And it's, you know, we, I think as spiritual people, when we read about God and Jesus, you know, he's this all-loving person that, that forgives everyone. So why would he not forgive these people?
Exactly.
Why would he punish them? So I think we really...
Absolutely not, yeah.
You know, and we, but unfortunately we were conditioned at a young age to believe that. So it's often what a lot of us feel. And I think you're right. It does give reassurance that they are welcomed and they're taken care of. And, you know, in the case of my son's friend, you know, they were, he was so young, he was 14. He actually appeared to me in a meditation and I was so like,
oh, wow,
overjoyed to see him. And then, as I came out of the meditation and shared with the group about the experience, I was overcome with grief and sad. Like, I just started crying. It was hysterical because I didn't understand why he would come to me. You know, he had his own parents and things, you know. And so I just thought, gosh, you know, why did he come see me? Like, I'm not important. And it was just, when I shared that with my son, he said to me, he said, well, of course, Mom, he loves you. I was like, you know, you don't realize the impact you have in children's lives sometimes. And it's so important to, you know, make sure that it's a positive one. You know, kids are impressionable and they learn from what they see. I always refer to them as little sponges. And, you know, make sure they see good things, you know, loving things.
Yeah.
It's so important. Because this is a real issue. It's and it does affect everyone, Jan. You're right. You always, and I you know, I felt that too, that you always think it won't be me. And it was, you know, that day even as I was receiving phone calls, people saying, I think this is your son's friend, and I'm like, oh no, no, it's not, no.
Right.
You know, and then it was, and it was shocked, you know, it's just it's mind blowing. It is. So you know, and from what I understand, because a few people have reached out to me and said, I think this Chalk the Walk is a little bit more nationally known, because I did have a couple people reach out to me from other cities in different regions and said they have it as well. So I'm glad to hear
that. Oh, really?
I know that you're excited about
that.
It
is so,
just as much as I am.
That is so neat. I'm so happy to hear about this because I think it's fantastic. I mean, it's just... it's great to have something like this. There needs to be more awareness of this, you know, and I was in Channeling Eric for many years, and that's what that whole group was, the premise. That's how the group started, was Dr. Elisa Medhuis's son committed suicide, and then from then on, he started coming, they started channeling him. Channeling Eric is what it's called, the group, and and he started sharing about why he did it and what happened and everything and what it's like over there. And I tell you, it's very, very interesting. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
So I got to hear that for so many years. But then when something like that strikes you close to home, it's like, whoa. I mean, it's just, it's impactful. But actually, I did grow up in a semi-Catholic. It was Episcopalian. But fortunately, they don't believe that you go to hell for committing, you know, they don't, their thing about hell is pretty low. They're not into hell too much over in that church, although they know it exists. They feel that it exists. They feel that it exists, but they don't believe that anyone goes there unless you really want to. But anyway, but my grandfather wrote a book on Catholicism. He was very much into the Catholic. And so, but I still think he was still an Episcopalian priest. And I didn't get to talk to him too much. I did meet him finally before my mom died. He came to me in a dream and introduced himself to me. And it was nice to meet him finally, you know. it was neat.
Fantastic.
And it was just a dream, and it was a couple months before my mom, and I told my mom about it. And she says, oh, my God, he's coming for me, isn't he? And I thought, oh, no. But, oh, yes, he was. And she did leave a few months after that, and she knew. She knew it. So anyway, this is the stuff that we do. We do this stuff. But anyway, I'm waiting for that family member to come to me. They haven't yet, so I'm just I'm waiting for it. And sometimes it takes a while, maybe, or they have other people they want to go to. You know, another friend of mine who passed away, and some felt it was a suicide, and I know it actually wasn't. She waited about 10 years before she came to see me, and we were really good friends. But it took 10 years, and I thought, what on, in a dream, and I said to her, what's taking you so long? And I don't remember what she said, but she told me all the details of what happened to her. Anyway, on and on.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to go off on a tangent, but thanks for sharing that, Liz. I'm so glad that's going to happen.
Well, I think, we have a lot of listeners on here, and I think, we're all affected by this in some way, or maybe we've even thought about it, or know someone that has, and it's a scary, scary thing. So, we're a little bit more rural, so we don't have a ton of people with sidewalks, and I'm like, put signs in your windows. I got chalk markers even to do the windows on the front of my house, too, to make sure that it's clean, because I think it's so important. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, Liz, you are so awesome. That's so neat.
Well,
really,
kids have always been my passion, and I just think it's important. They all should know that they're loved.
Yeah.
And I read some staggering things last week, right before I found this promotion that was going on, and it was last year in the United States, every 11 minutes someone died from suicide.
Oh,
every
gosh.
11 minutes. That's an astonishing number. That's just insane. So,
gosh,
we've got to do something. And we know that after the last 2 years, the mental health of our youth is suffering, and they don't have enough people to serve them. We need to make sure that they're seen and heard. We need to listen. They're not just kids.
Definitely.
They're little people learning their way. They need to learn from us. So we've got to be patient and give them our time.
Wow.
Sometimes we don't think we have to, but it's important.
Definitely.
So I guess, Dan, can we introduce the other ladies?
Okay.
How about I'll give a little rundown about Mary in D.C. Of course, Mary is an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, and an ordained minister. She does numerology readings, which are fantastic. Tarot and oracle card reader, of course, that we see here on the show. And you now can book readings with her on her new website. It is www.theangelwithin.com, and that's T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com, or at her email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. DC Love is also an angel intuitive. She's a conscious channel divine healer. She channels messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, and the Ascended Masters. Her angels, her in-spirit dog, Ginger, who we love, and the fabulous Joan Rivers, who joins us every now and then, and DC kind of has to keep her censored. And you can get a... But she does make the show interesting, doesn't she, Jan?
Yeah, she really does. She really does. I love her. Joan, she's funny. Huh?
She keeps us on her toes.
Yeah, she does. DC channels her beautifully, too.
She does. And you can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. And I'm Liz Fister. I'm an intuitive and a spiritual guiding light. I own River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York, and I'm a Reiki healer, a teacher of meditation and mindfulness, do a little spiritual guiding, as well as practitioner with the singing bowls and sound healing. I see people privately for that as well. And just like to get people interested and give them the knowledge about the spiritual and metaphysical life and, you know, how great things can be when you work from a place of intuition and your, you know, authentic self. And you can find me on my Facebook page at RiverMaven77. I do online readings and things like that, and you can message me there. And then every Tuesday night on that page as well, you can watch my live stream of the Crystal Singing Bowl meditation that I do for everyone. We have people that come locally and join us, and then we have others that watch from afar. And I started that in March of 2020 and met so many wonderful people all around the world, actually, with my live stream, that I continue to do it even though we can get back together and be in person because so many out there enjoy it. And like you, Jan, who's all the way across the country.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, I don't want to miss it ever. I love it. Yeah.
I'm so glad that you were born.
Yeah. It's just phenomenal. It really is. I look forward to it every week. And it's
well,
nice
you.
That it's on Facebook. Well, yeah. I like the idea that you have it available for us easily so that we can go on Facebook and just get to it easily, you know. And
yep.
That's half of it, is just getting to it easily.
Right.
And then, of course, it's beautiful. Yeah. But you're like a musician the way you do it. It's so neat what you do with it, you know. You're really doing a creative, masterful job on it, too.
I let spirit guide me. I always tell people it's not me when I sit down. When I play, and you probably can't see because you're probably closing your eyes, I close my eyes, and spirit just takes me through. You know, the beginning part where I go through the chakras, that I do that, and then after that, it's spirit. I'm just a vessel.
Yeah.
And I get just as much out of it as everyone that goes, you know, or receives it as well. So it is my favorite night of the week, aside from this one, because I do love Wednesdays as well. But, I had Tuesdays first, so...
Yep. Yeah, it's a nice way to start the week.
You
want to
tell everybody
about
you,
Kim? What's that?
I said, do you want to tell everybody about you?
Yes, but I'll tell a little bit about Catherine. I don't have her info in front of me. Oh, that's right. She'll get here to say it herself, won't she? So I'll just wait. We can just wait for that. All right. Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm in the Sacred Embers group. I like to do animal totems and animal spirits. That's one of my main things that I love to do, and they just come through naturally. And so I do those for the readings and anything that I work on in this realm. And I will work on, it's hard to talk about all this. I don't know why. But anyway, I do psychic detective work, and we have a private room for that. And so we do a lot of different things in there, crimes and missing persons and missing animals, too. And then that's for the whole Sacred Embers group, whoever wants to work in there, and of course it's all volunteer. And then I just do readings, and predictions are a thing that I like to work on too. I really enjoy that kind of stuff. I listen to a lot of podcasts on predictions. It's like a thing I'm into. And and then poetry is another favorite thing that I love to do, channel poetry, and I'm working on trying to work with musicians on working on songs. And so that's my latest thing, and that's it, basically.
That's it. That's so much, Jan.
Well, yours is quite a bit too. My goodness.
Oh.
Actually, all of ours are. I think everyone is in the group. I think. Yeah.
Yes. We all have a laundry list of things that we are are good at. Sometimes I wonder how I do them all. Don't you?
Yeah. And but you know they just switch back and forth. You know, different things go on different days, and so it's kind of fun, you know, to go from one to the other, and there's different changes. You know, it's neat.
It is, absolutely. So I have to tell you this quick. While you were talking, I was shuffling one of the decks of cards I was going to use tonight, and it was one that I used last week, and this card popped out, and it was Animal Totem. Number 27, and
oh,
I think
wow.
I shared it on the Sacred Embers page. It's a beautiful card, but I pulled it for like 3 people last week. I think every caller got this card last week, and then as you were saying,
oh, that's
you do
funny.
Animal totems, which I was thinking, we love when Jan does animal totems.
but you do
right
them too. But,
I do.
So,
well,
and you do them too. Huh?
Yes. I said, I do mine with the cards, though. You get them
yeah.
so naturally.
Well, I know, and it's kind of, I don't know why that, you know, I never noticed that before in my life until recently, and, well, many years ago, but it just started happening, and so I don't know. That's what's so interesting about this whole type of work is things come in, and you didn't even know you did that or could do that or
right.
ever experienced that, you know, and
yeah.
so it's, yeah, the animals, but yeah. I've always loved animals. I've always been very connected to them anyway, in general, growing up, since I could ever remember,
mm-hmm.
so I think it's just a natural thing.
Makes sense,
but,
right?
You know, yeah.
The spirit communicates with us in a way that we understand, so if you, you know,
right.
if you have deep emotional understanding with animals, or they, you know, make you think a certain thing, naturally they're going to communicate with you that way, because that's what you'll understand
yeah.
and receive.
Yeah,
funny
exactly.
They always know what
for
to
sure.
do. Well, let's see. I don't see Catherine on yet.
Okay.
Do you want to go ahead and share your poem, Jan, or would you like me to do the bowl first
yes.
so we can come back to the
Oh,
grounding?
The bowl. Yes, the bowl. That'd be nice.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So let's put our feet on the floor, sit up nice and straight, and take a nice big deep breath in through your nose. Filling up your chest and your belly full of air, and then letting it out through your mouth nice and slow. You completely deflate it all the way out. And then you can go ahead and take another deep breath in through your nose, filling yourself up full of air again. And then let it out nice and slow. And take another deep breath for yourself. You can maybe close your eyes and focus on the sound.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, it just, as soon as it happens, it just immediately, for me, it just takes me into that, like, it just goes into a focus, like my mind and all my thoughts just
mm-hmm.
stop, and I just go into this focus, and it's just,
yeah.
oh, it's so good, it's so neat. Oh, love it.
It's so nice. It's such a, like, okay,
yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes it's nice
beautiful.
To be a little all over and flighty, but but we need to come back to the middle.
Yeah, me too. Even though being a Virgo, I still get, I get airy out there, you know.
I do too. And we are in full Virgo season now.
Yep, it sure is.
Full moon on Saturday, which is my birthday. How cool is that?
Oh, it is? Wow.
It is. I'm so excited.
Oh, how neat. That's going to be so awesome.
And I'll actually be playing the bowls for a friend of mine at a retreat she's doing on this beautiful lake at like 8 o'clock in sunset.
Oh, how wonderful.
I think it's going to be pretty neat.
Wow.
So
on
I'm going to try
water.
To videotape
oh.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I'll see how it goes. Oh. You know how electronics do with the spiritual stuff.
Yeah.
They don't last long.
I know. That's right.
So, we'll see what happens. So that's what I've got going on. And I'm ready for some Jan poems of the week.
Okay. Well, I have quite a few, but some of them are real fast, so it'll just go along. And this one's called A New Beginning. Happy September. A new beginning is a gift in the making. To sharing with others, it can be heart breathtaking. And in the midst of change and starting anew, our senses and hearts open a little more for all of us and for me and for you. And this one's called A Full Moon Poem. In this moonlight, my face shines and I can see the possibilities. And for that, I am grateful. In this moonlight, I can move with ease and I can touch the world with grace and let go of anything hateful. In this moonlight, I can be blessed with the part of the heavens in my heart and soul. In this moonlight, I can be less stressed and share a new start and a new goal. And this one's called Glory on Us. Thank you for all that we receive, for all that we believe, for those we lose, that we will grieve. God shines glory on us. The light will never leave. And this one's called Sometimes Our Grief. Sometimes our grief opens new doors to new worlds, new work, new walks, to discoveries and miracles never imagined, to new seeing and new talks. And I'll tell you, that really happened for me when my mom and brother and my dad died. My mom and brother died nearly the same time, but it really changed my life, and it opened up new doors. And this one's called Inspiration. Make sweet today of your sour yesterday. Make peace today of your chaotic yesterday. Make solutions today of your trials of yesterday. Make love today from your war yesterday. Make forgiveness today of your bitterness of yesterday. Make restoration today of your mistake of yesterday. Make fun today of your doldrums yesterday. Make a smile today from your scowl of yesterday. And this for this one goes, for some of us, we are hit with many challenges during this time. Challenges coming through left and right. While surrender is our gift. As challenges come our way, there is nothing we can't overcome. Remember to surrender to the light on any given day. And this one's called The Dance. Let yourself have a chance to discover that you are part of the dance. Wherever you are in the night or day, do a pose or stance. It doesn't matter which way. Find a time to let your body move. Then turn on some music and get a groove. And this one's called Some Fresh Coffee. Get off the complain train and get on the soul train, traveling at the speed of angels, to way to heavenly town, and doing it without a frown. Check out Forgiveness Lane or to No Bitterness Drive, or that one street called No Longer in Pain, or the other one called I Am So Grateful to Be Alive, or that little town to stop in called I Am Happy and Free, where they serve fresh coffee. And here's the one love poem I share every week. I always do one love poem. This is called Wild Calm. I want to feel the wild calm and rawness of their spirit with the rose petals of my heart saturated in theirs. with the breeze from the ocean blue along their hair and mine, with the warmth of the sun on their brow and on my brow. That will be so fine. While we kiss into a heavenly dimension, we make a passionate expression into an exhilarating ascension. It gets the universe's attention. Let us plant seeds of love in our gardens of trust and friendship as it grows wild and raw, fruit of abundance. We light up the sky with life and another chance, sending us light beams along our eyes of wondrous tranquility of surprise. We are the wild calm and rawness together, remembering our divine ties. And this one's called Always His, God, the Universe. You might be disconnected or lost, but you are still worthy, wondrous. You might be confused, scattered, or challenged, but you are still called. You might be afraid. You might be alone, but you are still always His. And this one goes, without our dreams, we would be wingless. And as we struggle to survive, to thrive, we hold on to our earth, our humanity. She will keep us alive. If the universe were mine, this is what this one's called. If the universe were mine, I'd send you angels every day to fly you through the celestial spheres so you could jump through clouds and dance on stars, so you'd always have good days and always less tears. This is called Breathe Colors. We're almost done. Breathe in pink. Don't let your heart sink. Breathe in blue. God is watching you. Breathe in purple. You are here to do great things, and so you will. And this is called If I Were I, Wind. If I were I would trust my instincts and run with the wind, breathing with excitement and wonder, following my heart and knowing there is no beginning and there is no end. And this one's called Love Has No Agenda. Love has no agenda. Openness has no fear. Victory has no loss. Everlasting has no time and is always near. And this one is called Shine On Me. Shine on me. Let the divine rays permeate my soul. I let it in. Bathe me in this light as I feel it begin, as I become whole. And the last one is your September sunflower skies. This is for Mary. Mm-hmm. Wishing your September full of sunflower skies, where healing is plentiful and love is without demise, while breathing in sunflower smiles and releasing old trials and bringing in new lifestyles. Wishing your September wonderment here and across the miles with always those sunflower skies. And there it is.
That's
it. Quite
boy,
Jan, a few.
Your love poem was a little racy. That was like, that must have been the day Venus was in Virgo.
Oh, yeah, it kind of was, wasn't it?
I was like, woo, where's Jan going with this?
That's funny. Yeah. I wrote that a long time ago. I don't know what I was thinking back then, but
well, it was beautiful. I was like, "Ooh,
oh,
this is exciting." He might have made it change the rating.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was thinking it was for all the soulmates and twin flames out there.
Yeah,
during
absolutely.
The new September month.
Yeah, gosh, if you're lucky enough to be one of those people, you know, you've got it. You're in a pretty good place because it's pretty amazing. I know that I am with my soulmate. I remember the very first time I saw him when I was 15, and I, in my head, immediately went, I'm going to be with him the rest of my life. And I thought to myself, what a weird thought is that? I don't even know that person.
Wow,
like,
but you knew.
That? Right? I
yeah.
knew, but I didn't know.
You knew. Wow, that's so neat.
Yeah. So, 20 years later,
that's
here we are.
Beautiful. Isn't that awesome? That's a beautiful
yeah.
love story.
It is. Well, you know, not every day is perfect, but it's, you know, it's a work, and it's, but you know when you know.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
you
that's
know.
Neat.
Yeah, it is very cool because I don't think a lot of people can say that because they have the
no.
experience. So it is pretty cool.
It really
so
is.
I know Catherine was at a birthday party for her nephew, so I don't see her still. You don't see a message from her, right, Jan?
Let me check. I didn't get on there.
I don't. I just still don't see one.
Let me see here.
We could probably take a caller or two. I see someone from last week waiting. And I'm sure Catherine will get on if she can. We don't want to rush anyone. And you and I are plenty.
Yeah, I don't see her. Yeah, we're fine, even if she doesn't show up, and it'll be all right if she doesn't. But, yeah, I'm not getting a message from her right now, so.
Yeah, okay.
I don't see anything.
Do you want to share about Catherine's, just in case we forget when she does get on?
We
don't want to leave anyone in.
Yeah. she's Catherine Peoples, and she's a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and she does healing, and she works with a lot of fairies and also animals, but she gives intuitive messages from the angels also, and she's incredible. And she I'm just thinking about all the stuff that she does. She's a healer too. She's definitely a beautiful, amazing healer. And she also worked from the shamanic ways also. And so she is just, I've known her for many years now, and I don't have her website though.
Oh,
I don't have any, but she's on Facebook.
It's not on the page either. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay.
And I've just met Catherine the last few weeks here, but I enjoy her as well.
Okay.
And she is very,
very,
very good with her readings. And she's been a wonderful addition to the show, along with you, Jan. Still boggles my mind how, Mary and I connected by guesting on a show of Lynn Bleasdale's and my friend Sue Beckley. And Sue, how funny, lived, I met her twice. She lived locally. She's actually moved to Florida now. But we'd only met twice, and she messaged me and said, Liz, I think I have this opportunity for you. And I was like, really? And she said, to be on a radio show. And I thought, what? And
wow.
So I came up that night. It was a Friday night show, and I came on with Lynn and Sue, and Mary was on, and they have someone else that they work with in their group, and I can't think what her name is. Of course, it wouldn't come to me. But
Jessica.
So
it was probably Jessica.
Yes, Jessica. I know. I'm like, it's a common name, and I cannot think what it is. we had a great time. And I was blown away at the end of the show. I was like, oh, my gosh, this was so awesome. I loved this. And it was within the week. I think Lynn had messaged Mary and I and said, hey, do you two want your own show? And I was like, what? This happened.
Wow.
That's
so neat.
And I had never listened to Sacred Embers. I hadn't heard of Sacred Embers before Sue asking me to be on that show. So I wasn't familiar with anyone. Yeah. It was completely new to me. And so Mary and I messaged back and forth and talked about it, and we did a FaceTime call, and we got our idea. We named the show Angel Answers, and just kind of talked about, back and forth what to do, what night, and picked it out. And we were getting all set to do it the following week, I believe. And she says, oh, DC Love agreed to come on with us. And I said, oh, okay. And she says, I just love, Mary was going on, I just love her, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I don't even know who she is. So it was crazy. So I came on, and how funny, because you hear us give readings, we're all so in sync, and not one of us has ever met each other in person. Mary and
I know.
Have, DC, Mary and I never ever have connected in person. It's only ever been this way on the air, or in messaging. And we're just so connected. So it's crazy. And then, you jumped on with us, and same thing, so connected as well, and Catherine, the same thing. So it's amazing how that works.
I know. I think it's a miracle, and I'm just in awe of it, actually, and
yeah.
I enjoy it so much. But I'm so glad you got to work with Lynn too, and Sue, and Jessica, because
yeah.
I know them too, and I love them too, and I loved working with them when I did at the time, and now.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy our group so much, and I'm so glad DC is here too, and Mary and Catherine and you, and you guys are so amazing to listen to. I mean, I just get blown away every time. I just sit back when you give the readings and just go, these are the ladies that I'm connected to. I mean, they're like total angels. I mean, it's just amazing. It really is. It's powerful. It really is. I think it's just a gift. I really do. I think it's just a gift. It really is.
It
so.
Is. I'm a lot of time. I agree with you, Jen. I am a lot of time myself in awe as well of, like, when I give someone a reading and they say, oh, my gosh, you don't know. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because
really,
I think a lot of times you're like,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you're given messages and it seems like really weird things to say and you're like, so I'm getting this and I guess I just have to say it like this. And then they're like, oh, I know exactly what you mean. And you're like, okay, well, that's why we have to do it that way.
That's so much fun when that happens, too. I love it when that happens.
Especially,
so
like,
fun.
With, you know, Joan, I have sometimes, you know, risque things come through, and you're like, how am I supposed to say that? You know, when you're working with people, and you're like,
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's fun. It's always fun, that's for sure.
It is. It really is.
All right. Well, let's take one of these callers, Jan. I'm sure we'll be just fine.
Okay.
I see someone
Definitely.
From last week that we said we would get back to, so we'll start with them. All right.
Okay.
Area code 919, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi. Well, my first name is Sandra, but I go by my middle name, Kay.
Hi, Kay. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I'll make this quick. I just realized I've been in my home a year now. I had a job that didn't work out, which was probably for the best because it was toxic. My relationship ended, still much love between the two of us. But it's just like this past year has been chaotic. I have been trying to find another job. I am working on a job that I actually enjoy the job, but the salary is so not enough. But I'm applying and interviewing, but nothing's panning out. I'm just trying to figure out, and I know this might sound a little weird, why is all this chaos? I mean, I've been fighting back and forth, and it's like, you know, I don't want to say I did something wrong, so I'm being punished, but it's just like, when is there going to be some balance?
I relate to you. I relate to it so much. I really do. Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should I go ahead,
I
Liz? Or,
yeah, absolutely, Jen.
Okay. So, hi, Kay. This is Jan.
Hi.
And the first thing that I see is an animal, and it's a white bear, like a white polar bear type thing.
Okay.
And so basically when I'm doing the animals, I just see them, and then if I feel a message, then I tell you but I also read out of the book too, because they give you the information on what the animal means. And so basically it says, set clear boundaries and don't compromise, even if pressured. Ask for what you want, whether or not you feel you'll get it. And get going on that creative project that you have in mind. And take some time out for usual routines and spend some time in solitude. You may need some physical or emotional healing. Be mm-hmm. gentle. Be gentle with yourself. Oh. And it says again here, there's a need for physical or emotional healing. So you may want to get involved in something like that, unless you already are, or going to maybe a massage, maybe going to, you know, to the spa.
Yeah, I have been having some serious issues, and I know it's stress, and like I'm starting to get, I think it's hives. I couldn't figure out why I'm getting these. Like I get itchy and my hands get whipped on them, and it's just, I've been putting Benadryl on, and I'm thinking, now that you said that, I'm wondering if it's hives that I'm getting when I get in panic mode.
Yeah, could be. Yes.
Wow.
And you might need to get, oh gosh, I would just at this time do whatever you need to do to get some healing for yourself, whatever modality that you like, you know what I mean? And it also says periods of reclusiveness for your creative work might be helpful for new ideas and projects. Winter is also a good time to honor your spirit. That's probably why, you know, winter is part of the polar bear. And some solitude. But it also says you're very independent and you're a survivor. So as far as it sounds like with leaving the toxic relationship and looking for another job, I mean, that is just so much in itself. You know what I mean? That's so much stress right there. That's quite a bit. So I can see why they're saying that you need to get some nurturing here and some healing. And it just downright says physical and emotional healing. So this animal is really guiding you right now. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. And if I get anything on your situation, I will give you more. But Liz is going to give you some great messages right now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Kay. So let me start with the overall energy of the universe is chaos currently. but it is all coming to an end this month. This month is the end of a lot of cosmic cycle for like the last 18 months. So everything that's been happening with the craziness is wrapping up this month. That's all supposed to be coming to an end. So this month is solely about relaxing, reflecting, and, you know, just kind of standing still. That's what we're supposed to be doing this month. In regards to the job, be direct and ask for a raise. You know, doing work that you love has a lot of benefits as well, you know, and I'm sure that you probably know what I mean. It's great to get paid a great salary, but if you don't enjoy the work, it takes its toll on you. And if you're doing work you love and it, you know, keeps you healthy and you don't stress and all those things, sometimes that's a great trade-off. You know, as well as sometimes some other things come into play too. But, I feel like just go and be direct and ask for the raise that you're looking for, because I feel like you are valued, and I feel like that's going to be a successful venture for you. I have to agree when Jan had said as well, you know, set clear boundaries, ask for what you want, because I believe it's accessible. So I wouldn't be afraid.
Okay.
And so I pulled two cards, and the first one is from the Kyle Gray Angels and Ancestors deck, and I'm going to say this, but I know it's not going to come through the air correctly. Seer, you know, like a fortune teller, a seer, S-E-E-R, and it says, see beyond the current situation. So, you know, right now all this is chaos. Like I said, this month is about that coming to an end and us resting and reflecting. Take this month for you. Take this month to do all the things to take care of Kay that Kay needs to do, and that is pulling in, you know, staying home, focusing on you, looking at yourself. What do you want to do differently? What do you want to do the same? It's funny. I'm reading this book called Simple Abundance, and it's one of these books where there's a passage for each day of the year. And I started it a couple months ago, so it's not like I've been reading it all year. But and I have two of these books that I'm following along with, and both of them say, and I also read in a couple other places, September is the new year often for women, the start of the new year.
Wow.
It's not January, September. So this is the start of your year. So look at what you want to, what do you want your life to look like from here on out? Picture that, envision it, you know, get rid of all the things that aren't serving that picture moving forward. You know, maybe take some time and declutter around the house. What things are you holding on to that it's because you're just not letting go of something? You know, really take a look at those things emotionally, physically, you know, all around you spiritually, you know. Decide where you want to, what you want it to look like, where you want your life to be going, and envision it, because that's that's part of manifesting. That's really part of getting it going, is seeing what you want and then just looking at the positive. The second card I pulled from you, from the Energy and Spirit Oracle by Sandra Ann Taylor, is, this is so crazy, number 9, the Healing Heart. And it's this huge golden heart, but number 9, we're in the month of September.
It's September.
9 is the number
of
right? Hello.
Yep.
It says love, acceptance, and romance. And this is before you can get the partner that you want and you're looking for and is going to fit you perfectly, you have to fully love and accept and romance yourself. So this month, do all the things that you would want a loving partner to do for you. Treat yourself like the loving partner that you want to have, and that's what you will attract. Okay?
Okay. Makes sense.
I know that's a big order, but take care of you.
No, but it makes sense. It makes sense.
I'm glad. So glad.
Can I tell you one quick thing, and I won't hold you up, but you're right about September. There was a lot of firsts for me. I moved from North Carolina to Georgia in September. I moved to my new location last year this time. So you're right. September has been a lot of starts for me. So that's just confirmation.
Yeah,
so thank you.
No coincidences.
Right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
Blessings.
Yes.
All right.
We'll talk
to you
soon.
Okay.
Oh, how amazing!
That was
awesome,
Liz. Wow.
Out of the gate.
Totally
crazy.
Just beautiful.
That
was so beautiful.
So wild. I love when things all line up like that.
I know. Gosh, that was so amazing.
I'm all tingly.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, should we go on to another caller, Jan?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
All right. Well, here we go. Area code 212, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, this is Bryn in New York City. How you doing?
Hey, Bryn.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi, Jan. How are you? Hi, Liz.
Okay.
Yeah, good to hear you. Yeah, I just want to see if there's any interesting message from Spirit that I need to hear.
All right.
Absolutely.
Let's see what we get for you.
Okay.
You sound amazing tonight, Bryn. I want to say that, too.
The what?
What's that?
Bryn sounds amazing tonight. You sound so happy.
Oh. That sounds pretty good. You know, not too bad.
Bryn, you have a few animals, too. You've got a few here.
Okay.
Like you have it looks like a German Shepherd, but I think it's you know, the German Shepherds look like they're wolves. It's a wolf, but it looks like
looks like a German Shepherd. And you also, I also saw a lion.
Oh, I can relate to that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And I also see one of mine that DC sees of me as a squirrel. So I don't know if you relate to that one, but let's just check out.
But I'm open to it. I'm open to it.
Yeah, I know. That's how I was when she told me about that, because I'd never had a squirrel before. But as it turns out, it started to show up, and I started to see how it really related to me, and I'm so glad now. You know.
Wow. Yeah, sure.
So let's go to the lion and see what we got here. And that wolf, though, was really powerful. So lion says, hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront the uncomfortable situation, if there is one. Listen closely and discern carefully before acting, rather than moving ahead impulsively. When faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. And then you have a strong presence and dignified manner, and you have a great deal of compassion for others, which I do know. You are a natural leader, which I do know, and have great organizational skills. And you function best as part of a group or community.
Hmm.
And you like to stretch your capabilities and always are seeking to learn more.
Yes, very true.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, a lot of it does make sense, yeah.
Oh, good.
Sure.
So I just want to – I want to look up the squirrel because I think they're so cool. Now I'm totally into it. So let's see here.
I can't wait to hear what it is either.
What?
I said I can't wait to hear what it is either.
Oh, yeah. It says – get ready for coming changes by lightening your load, clearing out and giving away any goods and material possessions that no longer serve you.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to deal with the challenging situation that's before you is to confront it head on and be totally honest about your feelings and thoughts. Be extra vigilant and cautious right now, and be willing to avoid or escape any threatening situation. Prepare for future by gathering, storing food, extra food, water, clothing, candles, and money. Now that's in my predictions in general for any of us at this time, I have to say. Although you're actively and aggressively pursuing your goals right now, you need to balance that with more socializing and play. And so you're resourceful and prepared for about anything eventuality, and you're typically straightforward and honest with others, and you are excel at organizing and strategizing and implementing plans.
Mm-hmm.
So that squirrel's
that's
a
great.
Pretty cool animal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is a cool, powerful animal, actually.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
So I'm going to go ahead and pass you over to Liz.
Thank you, Jen. It's nice to talk
You're
to you.
You're welcome. You too.
Answer.
I'm glad you called in, Bryn.
That's cool. I was thinking that squirrel was probably someone that was prepared, right? Because they spend all that time storing all that food.
Gathering the nuts.
So I thought they were pretty smart and calculating.
Yes.
So I have two great messages for you, Bryn. I pulled two cards, one from the Energy and Spirit Oracle by Sandra Ann Taylor, and it's number 23, Thought Vibration. And it says, Resonant Choices, Signature Signals. And I have to tell you, this is like a, the picture is like a, the, like a head with like the cosmos going through it, like it's out in the galaxy, and there's like this satellite going around it, and this
so
rainbow
cool.
color with like some stars and stuff. And I knew it was obviously about connecting with your higher power, but it's more than that. It's remembering that your conscious, that your thoughts, that you're thinking are, they're creating your future. They're creating your reality. So make sure that you're, you know, using thoughts that you want in your reality. You know, things that enter our field of thought that aren't pleasant, right? Because it's going to happen. We don't not have pleasant thoughts. but when they enter our field of reality and we go, wait, oh, you know, I don't want that to happen. We say, okay, I'm going to do everything for a better outcome. Right. And just say, no, that's not going to happen to me. I know that I'm taken care of. I know that I'm, you know, I'm held. I'm provided for. I do not have to worry. You know, just shift the thought immediately. Know that the universe is going to take care of you. Know that your team and your guides are out there rooting for you all the time. And I'll just read you this affirmation that was in the book about it. And it says, I always have power over my thoughts. I release negative thinking and choose to trust in my resourcefulness and to have faith in my soul. So just, you know, lean
back
on faith. You know, know wholeheartedly that you are always taken care of. We never have to worry about that. But I was also called to the 23. 2 + 3 = 5, and 5 is the number of change. So remember that we are in a time of change, for sure,
right?
And to just
I know September, I used to study numerology, and the number 9 is like, you don't go to 10, but the 9 is the cycle, and then 10, then 1, you go back to 1, and that's the beginning of the cycle. So 9 is the endings of a cycle, which is September, so it's kind of like, you know, goes all into the connection with the squirrel preparing for, you know, something coming up, you know, that kind of thing. So it's all kind
of interconnected. And, and would absolutely make sense if you're at the end of something and you're going to start a new cycle that there would be change, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very synonymous. So, you know, just remember that, and remember that, you know, keeping in contact with your higher power and that open connection and calling them in every day to help you and guide you is what keeps you safe. And you know, anytime that we start to get a little anxious or start to get overwhelmed with the things going on in the day-to-day, that we can stop, we can pause, and we can take 3 deep breaths, and we can say, no, I'm taken care of. I don't need to feel this way, right? So, just remembering when we start to go down those old familiar roads that we are in control and we can go, no, I'm not going to feel that way. I know what to do to not feel that way. And we're going to rein ourselves back in. And you know what? We just restart as many times as we need to. There's nothing wrong with that.
I also found that sometimes when I'm feeling low energy or just down, a part of it for me is accepting it and not fighting it, because sometimes I have to be in that space and not think it's bad. You know, think it's just, because if you think of life, it's hills and valleys. You know, it's all not, you know, you're not always feeling roses. You got to be away from the rose in order to appreciate it again, to smell it again, you know, so it's like if you're in a low point, maybe there's a reason why you just need to, like, take a break from being from the heights, you know, and you just have to accept, okay, I feel kind of gray, but, you know, gray is not that bad, and, you know, it's a color, and, you know, I can move through it, you know.
Right, like, so, I mean, here where I live, right, it didn't rain for, like, 4 weeks, which is unheard of here, really. We get a lot of rain normally.
Right.
And it was so hot, so hot. It was over 90 every day,
right.
And it's humid
oh,
here,
yeah.
So it's not pleasant. Well, you're in
right.
New York, you know. It's not pleasant.
Yeah.
right. So it's, you know, it's like oppressive. It stinks. And then, you know what, but the sunshine's beautiful, right? And we wait for the sunshine all year because we otherwise are in this gray, gloomy snow globe. And so we love the sun, and we're so happy for it. But you know what? We've had rain for the last 3 days, and I'm so thankful for the rain because now my grass is green again, and my plants are growing again, and the river is flowing again, right? So you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
We have to go through these peaks and valleys, and we have to allow ourselves to, feel
part,
down.
Part of the life. It's like acceptance is a big thing, you know, accepting about things in certain ways.
It's a huge thing.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge.
All right. Thank you so much, both of you.
Well,
appreciate
I have a
it.
Second card for you, Bryn, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And this is from the Kyle Gray's Angels and Ancestors, and it's shaman, trust in higher forces. So I think that's beautiful. And again, that's you knowing that that higher power, that relationship, that you are safe, that you are protected, you're held. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're always going to land on your feet, right? Those valleys are only valleys for a short time. So, it's so good to hear your voice full of positive energy, Bryn.
Oh, yeah, and I feel pretty good. You know, I feel like I'm just kind of moving through stuff, and it's okay. And, I'm just kind of going with it instead of fighting, you know, because fighting what is very tiring.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to accept what is, you know, and you know, you navigate through it. You know, that's we are all navigators of our lives, you know, so...
Absolutely. Yeah. In control of the compass.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you both.
I have one more thing, Bryn. More thing. When I was seeing this German Shepherd dog that reminds me of a wolf, are you?
Yeah.
And so I was, do you relate to that, the German Shepherd dog more or the wolf? Because I was seeing the dog again. While you're talking to Liz.
Well, I've known in some past readings I've had that there's like a dog around me in spirit.
Oh, okay.
So it could be that. I've also been knowing of the wolf, you know, the wolf animal. But, yeah, they both relate. Yeah,
so they're
for
both,
sure.
Both of them. All right, well, that's why I was seeing... Because I was trying to figure out, wait a minute, is it a German Shepherd or is it a wolf? But I'm seeing both of them, you know. So, okay. Well, then I'm glad I asked you. I just wanted to know. Yeah.
All
cool.
Right. Thanks, Jen. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for calling in. I hope you call in again.
Great talking with you and Liz Pfister. Yeah.
You as well, Bryn. Have a great evening.
All right. Take care, both of you.
You too.
You too. And Catherine just said she...
I see her holding here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Hi, Catherine.
I made it, so...
Thank you.
Oh, we figured you're having fun with your nephew.
Yeah.
It was just a birthday party, and so, it's all good. So I'm glad I got to do that and then come back and be on the show and go from there. So,
all right.
How's it going? Good?
It's going
really
great.
Good.
Jan and I, Jan gave your lovely bio. Of course, we don't have your website, Catherine, to share. So we'll let you
give
your own plug while you're on here.
It's all good. Yeah, it's all in the making. Yeah.
Okay.
you
want to introduce
yourself? Am I supposed
to
introduce myself now?
My
name is Catherine, and I am an intuitive empath. I am psychic. I have I read angel oracle cards. I have lots of experiences that are paranormal, and angelic at the same time, and some I understand, some I don't. I have lucid dreaming, just all kinds of things that I've had as a child growing up until today. So I'm still on my journey learning as well, but I work a lot with visualization and meditation and all kinds of things. But anyway, I'm glad to be here, and I do have an upcoming show starting January of 2023 called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, and you'll hear more about that as time goes on, but that will be on Mondays from 7 to 8 at this time. So, thank you.
All right.
Fantastic. We can't wait. Kathy, yes. Would you like to have the bowl rang for you to ground you?
Yeah.
Or are you good? Okay. I don't help Jan, because we used to, before the show, I threw her left a curveball, and we got all out of sorts. So
okay,
we
sure.
needed a little bowl.
It was fine. It was okay.
It was kind of. I mean, it was a beautiful way to start the show, I think, Jan, but. I definitely pulled you out of your where you were into this. Oh,
it was fine.
Thank you.
But we feel better when we're grounded. So go ahead and take a nice big deep breath in, Catherine, through your nose. Let it out.
Love it.
Did that help you?
Thank you. Yeah, it did.
You're
I
welcome.
Actually did. I tried to ground a little bit before I got in here.
I know it's
awesome
hard when you come in from somewhere else. You get flustered and you're like, oh, wait.
Right. Especially running. Literally running.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
That was all good.
Well,
I'm ready to roll.
I'm sure the callers are thrilled that you ran all the way for them.
It's all good.
All right.
All right.
So we'll go with our first one, or our next one, I mean. Our first one was Catherine. Area code 310, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? Area code 310. All right. I think this is our one from last week. I'll put them back on hold. We'll try again. Okay. Area code 917, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Oh, hey. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim. I'm calling from New York. How's everyone doing tonight?
Hi.
Good. How are
you?
Tim? I'm sorry. What was your first name?
It's Tim. T-I-M.
Tim.
Okay. Hi,
Tim.
Tim. Do you have a question for
us? Yes, indeed, I did. I was just had a question if there was any messages perhaps from spirit for me. I'm working on bringing some abundance in. It's one of those things where I'm not exactly sure what I want to pivot to do. So I've just been petitioning spirit for some assistance and trying to meditate and quiet my mind. It's so hard for me, but I'm trying to just breathe. Easy, see if I can get some inspiration from spirit to help me move along this path. Any messages or tips would be greatly appreciated.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Well, hi Tim, this is Jan, and I'm just going to give you an animal before the ladies give you messages. And the first animal that I see right away is a cat. And so the cat is saying, this is a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. And honor your sensuality by dancing with graceful and easy movements. Listen closely to your intuitive guidance and it's most likely your ancestors are trying to communicate with you right now, your spirit guides also. It's also a period of magic and mystery for you, so pay close attention to signs and omens. And
okay.
whatever you need to release, relationships, material goods, self-defeating habits, will soon be replaced with something or someone more suitable for you. So that's really neat. I love that part of the cat. And your independence sometimes points to doing exactly the opposite of what others expect you to do. And your creative work is done at night, and you move gracefully and naturally, exuding a mysterious sensuality. But that's what the cat says for you. Is any of it relatable for you?
It's pretty much all relatable, yes. Yes, indeed.
Oh, okay. Good. Very good. All right. I'm going to pass you on to Liz. Or Kathy.
Okay.
Yeah, Liz.
Yes, I am. Jotting things hurriedly here so I don't forget. So before I picked you up tonight, I've been shuffling my cards, and I had a card pop out of the Angel and Ancestors deck, and it was for the next caller. I knew that. And it's crazy because I was doing my card pull for tomorrow, and this was the same analogy that I used, and I was grossed out that I used it. So it was the card that came out is the snake, and it's shed old skin.
Wow.
And I despise snakes. I don't like to even see them. So I couldn't believe I used it in my reading. And then to pull this with the same wording is just crazy. But, you know, we have to get out of old patterns or old way of thinking. And I don't know if you've listened to the show before, Tim, but I talk a lot about my shift of what abundance is, right? I had a bad relationship with money. And, I was raised in the not enough mindset, right? We don't have enough. We don't have enough. You got to work harder. And so, therefore, I never have enough, and I always have to work harder. When I realized that abundance is having everything that I need when I need it, everything changed. Because it wasn't about money. It was about having what I need when I needed it. So I tell a lot of times about, you know, my center here, and I give card readings, and a lot of people in the community like to come to me, but they may not have money because they're stay-at-home moms, so they're not earning an income, and they can't afford it. So I said, all right, you know, what can we trade? Can you come and clean my Airbnb for me, and I'll give you a card reading? Can you make a casserole for me, you know, and I'll give you a card reading, whatever it was, because that time is an abundance, right? That's an energy exchange. Money is just an energy form. So our time is money. Our you know, material things we have are money. Services we offer are money. You know, things we create are money, right? I've traded for, you know, people have written books, and I've given a card reading for them to send me a copy of their book. You know, so when we shift that perspective, it changes everything. And I'll tell you, it's been crazy amazing. And then money comes, too, on top of it. And you're like, whoa, this is wild. but the important thing to remember with money and abundance and getting more is showing appreciation and appreciating what you have now and showing gratitude. So everything that comes to you, good or bad, whether you think you need it or not, always say thank you. Thank you, universe. Even if you don't understand why, just say thank you. Because when you tell the universe that you are appreciative, it gives you more. It says, oh, okay, they like what I'm doing. I will give them more of it. And always think in the form of what you want. Don't think about the things you don't want, because the universe doesn't understand positives and negatives. It's just whatever you're putting out, it's bringing back to you. So if you're saying, I don't have enough money. It's just going to keep not giving you enough money.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
The second card I pulled for you out of the Energy and Spirit Oracle is number 44, Divine Presence, and it says the force of love and creation. So that is about being present right here, right now, in this moment with who you are. Fully drop into yourself, Tim, the authentic Tim, whoever he is, and embrace him and love him and be proud of him. And be right in the present moment. Don't worry about things that haven't happened yet. Don't keep thinking about those things that have already happened. Be right here, right now. Because every thought you're thinking is creating your reality and your future. So be here in this moment so you can create the things you want. Again, you know, you want abundance. So visualize those things that you're looking for. But be here right now doing that. You know, so, but the number 44, and I set my thing down, four is the number of your angels being with you, being present, but 4 + 4 = 8, and 8 is the number of infinity, infinite abundance. It's available for everyone. It's out there. There is enough for everyone. There's no shortage. And tapping into your creativity, the things that, you know, really spark you and get you going, that'll help you, that puts you in this, it makes you glow, and it puts you in a beautiful space, and it brings even more abundance into your life, because when you're doing things you love, you're creating from your heart, and you're doing it from you, your authentic self, and that's what attracts people to you that love what you do. So visualize what it is you want, Tim, and you'll have it. You'll have it all.
Okay.
And don't think that you don't have enough. Just know that there's plenty out there, and it's always coming, because it is. So
gotcha.
I'm going to leave you with that and give you the cat.
That's so awesome.
Thank you
very
much.
Okay. So, Tim, I pulled 3 cards from you. The first one is from Sacred Spirit, and this is a new deck for me, actually, that I've been using, but the card that I pulled is Kundalini Rising. So it's your choice, ignite your passion for life. Just real briefly, an intro to Kundalini energy is a non-denominational energy. It resides within every person, regardless of their culture, religion, location, often visualized as a great snake. This serpent of Kundalini energy has been coiled around the base of the spine since birth. Awakening Kundalini causes the energy to ignite and rise through your chakras. It lights up each chakra, giving each one an energetic boost, and continues towards the higher crown chakra and beyond. So in a controlled environment, for instance, they're saying, you know, practice yoga, intense energy work, meditation can help also release energy. This thing continues spiritual work. That you do that. And remove any self-restrictions or any doubts that you have. Remember, your words are very important. Empathy for others increases while the interest in your own life begins to step into this realm. So as you begin to realign your life, you may be asking, who am I? Releasing patterns and conditions, the self is placed on the psyche. Now it's time to realign you, beginning to, like, you're beginning your blueprint is what it's saying. So at this point, success is right here. So if, you know, this Kundalini energy is telling you that great change is on the horizon, and, you know, coping strategies are also important for, like, emotional periods, but you are going to be further changed by these experiences and reignite the fire and passion for life by connecting to your inner spark. And it does tell you the sacred crystal is a tiger's eye, and the angel assistance that you can call on is Mighty Archangel Michael to remove any toxicity or self-expression. And there's an affirmation even that goes along with it. I am healer. I hear these messages loud and clear. So how do you feel about that one?
Sounds great. Can't wait. I'm excited to incorporate it.
Yeah. So the other one I have here is pulled from Angel Therapy Deck, and the card is workshops and seminars. So it's pretty synchronistic. It says attending and giving speeches is part of your spiritual path and purpose, and just be open to learning and teaching. And so that's really what it's all about, is about, you know, digging deeper into what you want to learn more about on your spiritual journey, whatever that might be. So you're being guided with this card to attend workshops to further your spiritual path and education. It's enrolling classes that you feel drawn to, and you can ask Archangel Raphael to support everything in your endeavor, including, you know, taking care of these, you know, if it's tuition fees, transportation, lodging, time off from work, like anything that you need. But go ahead and look into this. And if there's something that just really, you know, intuitively, like, comes to you, like, oh, that sounds exciting, you know, something that you should pay attention to. Okay. And then the last card I pulled was from the Gateway of Light Activation. And this one, I have to tell you, I pull a lot. And I pulled it for you, too. So it's the Divine Matrix, and it's interconnectedness, synchronicity, and it talks about actually the everything is connected, right? So everything that was, is, ever will be is connected by an invisible bond of energy. So every living being from the past, present, and even the future. And we're talking about the divine matrix here. So all the points of this grid are connected right through links that link us to our ancestry, loved ones, aspects of ourselves, past, present, and future. And also the ancient and divine wisdom held in the quantum field of the universe. So this card shows a giant stargate opening up to the universe. And a piece of sacred geometry known as what's called the Flower of Life. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, what the Flower of Life is, but you can look it up. This is quite literally a two-dimensional image of a divine matrix, and the information held within it can help you begin to understand the inner and outer workings of the universe. If you spend time with this image, you'll find multiple images in it, but basically meditate on the flower and on this, it's a gateway card, which is amazing. And just try to align yourself with it, and the message is you'll be working with the inner workings of the universe. And when you do that, all things are possible, right? So
yeah.
I hope that helps.
Okay.
Anything you want, because the universe gives you what you want, but you truly have to believe it, right? You have to believe that it's yours already. It's going to give you anything you want. So your words are powerful, your actions are powerful, your thoughts are powerful, everything. And you want to, you know, you want to keep yourself in a position of alignment, right, with who you are and what you really want, and be as specific as you can in what you want and what you're asking for. And as long as you believe it, you're going to get it.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Wow. It all helps. Thank
Tim,
you all so very much. Yep.
Tim, this is Liz, and I looked into one of those Kundalini yoga classes that she was telling you about. I don't know if you're familiar with Kundalini, but it's very cool. You could go on YouTube and find Kundalini breathing meditations to do. They're very, very powerful. The yoga is even more powerful. consider, you know, using your physical body as well. It is a definite opening catalyst type of experience. So
it kind of catapults, right, Liz? It kind of catapults you into an area
yeah.
that you would not normally have gotten to at this point. So he's in a good space to get there.
Very powerful.
Okay. I'm really excited. Thank you very much. Oh, have a great night.
Me too.
You too, Tim.
All right, Kim.
I will check back in. Thank you.
Awesome. Wow. How cool.
That's exciting.
You know?
That card comes up a lot.
Yeah.
Recently.
Well, how funny was it that you,
I mean, it's,
that you got the Kundalini experience when I had the snake, too, because that's, I know
yes.
that Kundalini has to do with the snake. That's so crazy.
Yes. How about that?
Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah. Jan and I were saying at the start of the show, Catherine, how, you know, it's funny how Mary and I kind of came to be on here and how, you know, when we started, her and DC and I, we've never, ever met each other in person. We've only ever talked on the air, and how we were just so connected and all of our readings are right in sync. And then, you know, Jan had come on and she was right in line too. And then you joined us as well. And we're all so in sync and connected, and it's just wild, isn't it? How it's,
it is
how that happens.
It is wild. It really is.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's why
Jan and I were saying how it's still like we're still in awe of it a lot of times. Like, I can't believe this is really happening.
No, it's
yeah.
true. Like you said, like with that snake, and that happens though, like throughout these shows where, you know, you can't make it up. You can't like,
no.
you know, take too long to like, pick, like literally
yeah.
purposely pick a card. You know what I mean? Or just yeah. have that into it. Like it just happens, like it happens, and it just happens to be synchronistic and in alignment. So, it's being orchestrated, the little thing in the universe, and
yep. absolutely.
Yeah.
There are no coincidences. That was the first thing I learned from my spiritual teacher.
That's right. There are no coincidences, yes. And
everything,
you know, and just for the callers too, like we always put the intention out too, you know, to bring in our guides in and ask that, you know, you get the highest and greatest reading possible for your highest and greatest good. So, you know, there's others working, orchestrating, you know, this as well.
Oh, yeah.
I guess
yeah.
I'm trying to say, yeah.
It's not just the,
we're
just
a vessel.
Yeah. I was saying that about my bowls performance because Jan said, it's magical what you do. And I said, well, it's not me, Jan. I just close my eyes after the first part and the spirit takes over. I'm
right.
just there to be the body.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, we have one caller left. It is our 310 number. So we will try them again. I'm not sure if we'll get them or not, but we'll see. All right.
Okay.
Let's see. Area code 310, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we get your first name, please?
Hey, it's Vince.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for
yeah.
us this evening?
You know, right now I'm working and the job seems to be going really well and everything. It's an
right.
easy job, one of the easiest jobs I've ever had, but at the same time it's really hard because I'm on the forklift, you know, the whole time that I'm there. And when I get off, it's like, it's really hard to walk. So, you know, it's hard that way in a sense that it's just like you're not walking, you're not getting exercise, everything. And often when I get off of work, I'm in a lot of pain because all the hours I spent just sitting down. So, but other than that, it's a pretty good job. But I am still looking for something else, and I'm waiting till November, to see if I can go back to the job that I was dismissed from, and hopefully they'll take me and give me another chance, considering that I wasn't at fault for, being blamed for something that I didn't do. But so I'm just wondering if that's still going to happen when I do apply come November.
So, Vince, it's Jan.
And hey, Jan.
When I had done that small reading on you, it said something about, now that when I think back, I can't remember everything, but it said something about 3 or 4 months going into a job.
Right.
And you said that's when that job would be opening up or something like that.
Yeah,
so,
that I'd be eligible to go back for rehire.
Yeah. So I would look forward to that. I would look forward to it. And I don't remember everything that reading said, but the animal that I'm getting for you is the owl. So let's just see what the owl says right now.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity to see. Owl is such a powerful animal too. But I'm glad that you have a job now and that is going well for you. So owl says, meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening or each day and see what is revealed to you. Be alert to any deception on any part of others, whether they are aware of it or not. Look closely behind any guises that they may wear. This is a particularly ripe period to tap in to intuition and into your own wisdom. Now is a particularly significant time for prophecy, where you will hear, see, and feel events before they actually happen. So that's neat that you got the owl, because I clearly saw the owl for you. This is a most creative cycle now, especially in work and in projects. So that's interesting. And you're an old soul and have inherent wisdom that continues to expand as you mature. And you have finely tuned awareness and sensitivity to others. Your greatest gifts are being able to foresee the future. I mean, my goodness. And did they ever talk to you about this on another show? I think someone did talk to you about this, that you have those gifts, Vince. I think you have, you do have those.
Yeah.
That's what I'm being told right now, that you have these gifts. But I think we already talked about this too. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if it was talked about or not. I can't quite remember.
But you have the gift of clairvoyance. You have the gift of seeing, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I just shut it off when I was a kid because of the church has done to me. So it's
right. Okay.
I want to learn how to reconnect again and how to be able to just go back into doing that. I was always impressed with channeling more than anything else. And that's something that I've always wanted to do and master.
Yeah. You can always take classes on that. But just what I do is I say, well, I like to say the Lord's Prayer because that's the one that my teacher taught me, Jethro.
Right.
He didn't teach it to me. I've always known that prayer. But you can say any prayer that you like that feels good for you. You know what I mean? You don't have to say any particular prayer. You say the one, say anything that you like, or you can meditate,
right,
or you can chant, or you can sing, or you can go out in nature, or you can, whatever you feel for you.
and you help yourself relax. You get into a relaxation state. That's what I do. And or like you can listen to the bowls from Liz's bowls. I mean, whatever takes you to that place of being grounded and relaxation and gets you into that space where it's clear. And then the messages start to come through. And you ask God, you ask Source, you ask your guides, you ask the angels, please show me. Ask the animals, please show me. Let me hear, let me see what I need to hear or what I need to see or what I need. You know what I mean? And then it eventually starts to come through. And then you start, that's how you do it. You know, and I've taken the psychic classes, and that's basically what they teach also. They teach us to contact our guides, and they have us do prayers or chants, and they have us do certain things, and then you start connecting to that, just to the source energy. And I always, I like to put Jesus in there. I like to put the angels in there. I like to ask my guides, my family who are on the other side. I always ask them to come in and help me, you know, with any of this stuff. And so they do. I mean, they do. And of course, the animals for me come in immediately. But yeah, you have that ability, and that's why the owl came in, I think, to tell you once again that you have those gifts, those abilities, and that you can work on. You know, you can call on them when you need it. But as far as your job goes, I had heard something from 3 to 4 months in the future that you may be getting, have the ability to get a different job if you choose it.
So I
think it's positive.
Yeah, because right now, like I said, the job is good, but it's quite a distance for me to drive. And the other good thing about the job is I don't drive back and forth every day because it's too far. It's about 2.5 hour drive. But the good thing about the job is for instance, like I'm off today and tomorrow, and then I work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then I'm off Monday, Tuesday, and then I work Wednesday, Thursday next week, and then I'm off Friday, Saturday. So it's rotating like that every week. So I'm off 2 days, I'm on 3 days, I'm on off 3 days, I'm on 2 days. So it's really good. It's a good system because I get to spend a little more time at home. My wife is not very well at all these days. Her health is deteriorating a lot. And then on top of that, we just have to deal with putting our cat down to sleep a week ago, a week and a half ago. So it was very heart-wrenching for us, you know. And anybody who's an animal lover, anybody who loves animals like we do, they would understand the heartbreak.
We under all of us here understand.
Yeah,
we all understand.
And, so my wife is, my wife has been trying to see if there was a psychic on Block Talk that she'd been keeping an eye on to see if she's getting any messages from the cat, you know, and everything. So, so we'll see.
It's good that you've gotten this job, though. That, you know, before when you were calling, you were so concerned about the job, and look, you've got one,
right at the last second.
But I still, I still feel that 3 to 4 months thing, you'll have that possibility. There's a possibility of something else. So that's all I really know. And I think that you're doing really well, and I'm going to keep if you want to get involved in looking at your abilities again, there you certainly can, because that's what the owl is saying.
Do.
Okay. Good going. Well, I'm going to pass you over to Liz, and she'll give you more.
All right. Hi, Vince. It's Liz.
Hey, Liz.
Couple things. So your clairvoyance
you know, our that's a muscle, and we just have to start working it again. So I have more for you in the reading, but I just wanted to make sure I said that because that's really how I worked at it. You know, I went to a class and thought I was going to be learning something new, and I was really more I did learn something new, but not what I expected, I guess. And, you know, the teacher said, this is a muscle. Just work it. Most of us are told to shut it off as children, right? We're not allowed to have these imaginary friends and what have you. So it's shut down. We're not to do that. And sometimes we're even taught to be afraid of it, right? So that's what we do. But as soon as we want to tap back in, we just have to ask. Like Jan said, ask your angels, you know, tell them to come in, show you, ask your loved ones to come in and show you. And they'll begin to, you know, and you can do little tests, right, to build the rapport and get back to being reacquainted and learn how they communicate with you, learn to understand it and recognize it. And once you start doing it and noticing, it'll become quicker and quicker, and it'll be almost become second nature. Pretty quickly. So, and that's not allowing people, I don't want to say that, you know, you're walking through the grocery store and every person you walk by has somebody saying, hey, can you give them a message? have control and say, you know, I will let you know when I'm ready to take messages, right? You're in control of it. So I'm going to start with the first part I pulled for you was from the Angel and Ancestors deck. And it's Lord, and it says, take charge with authority. So this is you claiming the job that you want. If you're not sure what it is, that's okay. But saying, you know, I know that the job that is going to be enough money and in the, you know, the right distance from me and the perfect job is right here for me, and I'm going to find it. You know, just declaring that is powerful. But the thing I was drawn to in this card, there's a lot going on. The man is wearing a Celtic knot. I don't know. Do you know what the triquetta is? It's like the two triangles interwoven in the Celtic era. It's a powerful symbol about connection, the mind, body, and spirit connection. So, you know, you opening your third eye and wanting to connect with those gifts is a huge thing, you know, reconnecting with your intuition, because that is us coming into alignment. When we come into alignment with our mind, body, and soul, then we are, you know, able to do that effortlessly. We are all one. He's also holding a staff in his hand that has the Ankh on the end, which is the Egyptian symbol for life everlasting. Again, very powerful. But I was drawn specifically to these ram heads that are in the carving in the background behind the gentleman. And I said, geez, Jan's given an animal, and I shouldn't be doing this, but the ram has a message for you, too. So it says, whatever you've been considering, starting now is the time to go ahead and begin it. There's something that is out of balance in your life, so determine what that is and take steps to correct it. The timing is right for you to pursue intellectual or educational interests and activities, so make a plan to do so and put it into action. You're ready for some new challenges, so be willing to charge ahead with whatever gets your attention. You're going through or about to go through a spiritual initiation leading to an emergence of a different sense of yourself. So I think that's a very beautiful message for you, Vince. You know, having these nudges to reconnect with that intuition is not a coincidence. It's not just happenstance that it's happening. You're needed, and you, when you are tapped into your higher power and into your intuition, life is so much easier. you know, the job, you get led to the places where the jobs are, the people you need to meet, the people you need to talk to, you run into, and it all happens out of coincidence. But there is no coincidence, because when we're asking for help, we're following the lead, we're following the nudges and the little hints they leave, and we're getting where we need to go. So, you know, being in alignment and reconnecting with that intuition is a huge, huge thing. It'll be huge for you. It's huge for anyone. And it'll take a huge weight off your shoulders. You'll begin to become comfortable knowing that everything's going to be all right, that you're going to be led to where your path needs to go to get you everything you need so that you always have what you need and never have to worry. The second card I pulled for you from the Energy and Spirit Oracle is number 28, Ancestors. And I pulled this as you were asking about reconnecting with your intuition. And this card is just absolutely beautiful because it is, you know, the portrayal of heaven, probably, you know, with the bright light shining down and then these, you know, different ancestors kind of standing in line waiting for us, right, welcoming us as we would expect. But it says historical connections and purposes. So to reconnect with your intuition, a great way to do it is to connect with your past loved ones because you will recognize them when they come to you. You will recognize the signs that they send to you. This is an easy way to begin to trust yourself and to know, you know, when you're connecting and becoming reacquainted with that muscle. And it'll make it very easy for you that way because they'll help you and you'll trust them because you know them. You're already familiar with them. That's what I have for you, Vince. I'm going to let Catherine give you her reading, but I hope that that helps you and gives you a little bit of
insight. Yeah, it does.
Great. Are you ready, Catherine?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. Okay. So then, the first card that – sorry, just dogs downstairs. Sorry. I didn't want you to hear them. All right. The first card I pulled for you, Vin, is you are a powerful light worker. So it is safe for you to be powerful. Your spiritual power brings great blessings and loving service to the divine. This card comes to you because the angels want you to feel comfortable with your spiritual power. You are extremely powerful because you were made in the image and likeness of your powerful creator. Divine power flows through you when you hold the intention to conduct a healing and or give readings. It is safe for you to feel and channel this power. When you intend to use divine power in the service of love, you experience harmony in all of your activities. The more comfortable you are with your spiritual power, the more steadily and evenly it flows through you. So you can say something like, Archangel Michael, for instance, please help me step into my divine power and grace and gratitude. So that confirms what the other panelists, you know, were saying in terms of you do have gifts. And that was the first card I pulled. So the second card is from the Sacred Spirit reading deck. And it was soul fragments. And what this is saying is balance will be restored by just reclaiming your inner power. So the life of our soul is infinite, and while aspects of self are never truly lost, they can separate through time, whether it's trauma, grief, separation, loss of something. The psyche self-preservation causes this illusionary disconnection as it chooses to distance itself from the situation. So these fragments are merely in places of consciousness that have chosen to forget. So if there's any emotion of turmoil from, you know, an experience, this card is asking you to recall these fragments back because they're pieces that anytime there's trauma or there's something that hasn't been resolved, they're little fragments that chip off and they're just out there. You know, they're waiting to come back to you, right? And so this card is asking you to recall these fragments with love, healing, and understanding, and allow your soul to continue moving forward without you feeling stuck in the past or unable to get over something or an event. So empowering and liberating, retrieval is recommended if you feel you are missing parts of yourself. So currently it's just saying you may be feeling incomplete, not yourself, lacking joy in your life, and you're just unable to kind of move forward where you want to go. But right now, your soul needs to reclaim a part of its missing memory. So you want to get rid of fear-based energies, experiences that need to be addressed. And the crystal is, I don't even know how to say it, but BOJI stone is what they're recommending, and the guardian angel is Rampel, R-A-M-P-E-L. And this archangel clears karmic debris and recalls lost soul fragments. And the affirmation here is you can say something like, I am the master of my own mind. I am ready to move on. So does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
So you are a powerful light worker. It's just, you know, there's things that are right now and that just need to be worked on, that's all. And it's all very possible. The other card I pulled for you is from the Angels and Ancestors Oracle card deck, and it's Sky Father. And this is basically the extended message. You are a co-creator of your life, and every thought, feeling, intention, and emotion you have is creating the road ahead. With that being said, you don't need to know every single detail of what is going to unfold before you. When this card appears, you are being guided to step back and get out of your own way, because there is a greater power that is not only around you, but within you. And this Sky Father, it says trust in the unknown, right? It's creating the best experience imaginable for you. Accepting this will allow miraculous energy to come into your life. So see things from a higher perspective. Then there is also an eagle on this card, and that's freedom, right? So this card can appear when there are opportunities that are there in your life. So just remember that, because it's there waiting for you. And then the last card, I actually pulled five cards, but the second, so this is from the Gateway of Light Activation, and it's Akashic Records. And when I pulled another card, it came out Akashic Stargate, aligned with purpose, crossroads. There's really no wrong path. But they're basically the same cards. I'm just going to read one. So that was really interesting. And the Akashic Records, I don't know if you're familiar with them. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's clearing old stories, releasing past lives, and freedom. There you go. Freedom was just the eagle on the other card. So this makes sense, right? So it's records. Are just really, you know, your life experiences, lifetimes held in the spiritual realms, experiences. And the message here is, when you draw this card, the universe is releasing you from past experiences. These can be soul-based memories, fears from previous lifetimes, or older aspects of a current, you know, lifetime that you have moved on from. Know that this is the time to reclaim your freedom. And I keep using the word freedom here. And rewrite your story. You can do this by following through on your dreams. Gone are the days of fear-based indecision. This is the time to rise up and claim your truth. So if you are sitting on a dream or feeling called to move in a particular direction, it's because you have unearthed an important soul lesson, and it's essential for you to follow that calling to clear unwanted energies of your past. So there you go.
That's great.
Does that all make
just
sense
beautiful,
to you?
Catherine?
Yeah, it does. It does.
That just flowed. Just flowed in my mind.
Yeah.
Very nicely. And you are a powerful light worker, and you do have these gifts that, you know, you were given to help heal, help others, help the world. And so sitting on them, you want to just, you know, take time to ask yourself why. Why is it that you're not, you know, you're not wanting to pursue or at least investigate more, you know, some of these abilities that you do have? Because I truly believe that you're given them to help, you know, not only yourself but others. And you can heal, you can help people and heal. And that's a beautiful thing and a beautiful gift. So good luck to you.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of freedom there, Ben. A lot.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you lived through a time when this wasn't all, you know, accepted way of living, right? And it was criticized and chastised. And now it's rising up, and lots of people are stepping up as healers and light workers, and they're doing this stuff, and it is okay. And it is what the world wants and what the world needs.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That makes perfect
join
sense.
Join us,
Vince.
Yeah, I did.
Come on, our side.
Thanks for calling in, Vince. And nice to hear from you again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a
good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Wow, what an amazing reading.
Yeah.
You didn't get the horse for him for the first time, I think.
I know. For the first time, I didn't get the horse. I know. I was amazed. I was glad that the horse didn't come in again. And he got the owl. And wow, that owl was so there for him.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that means that.
And so was your ram. But you
yeah.
got a ram
wasn't
for him
that
too.
Crazy?
Oh, that was
crazy.
Amazing. I love that.
I pulled the card and I'm looking at it and I'm like, I'm not looking at this man. I'm like, what is that in the background? And I had to lift the card up and look, and it's a wood carving behind the guy. Like, it's supposed to be in the background, like you wouldn't even notice it. And I'm like, those are ram's heads. And I'm like, there's something about that. So when I looked it up, I was like, oh, I know what it is now. It was
yeah.
So
that was beautiful.
I hope he joins the path. We
I
all know
too.
That it's so needed. So needed, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's where the they throw.
Absolutely.
I feel very accurate. Yeah.
These were great readings.
Yeah, it was a beautiful show, ladies. It was wonderful to spend time with both of you. We got to all our callers.
All right.
Yay.
You know, I have just one more thing that I want to read this one last poem, if that's okay. The one poem was dedicated to Mary, and I want to dedicate this to DC since she's off too. And she gave me some really nice words today before the show.
some spiritual words, and she gives us all spiritual words, you know, to all of us. She's always doing that. So I just want to give her some too. And this is called Heavenly Realities, and it goes, I walk in heavenly realities. I allow light beams to touch my face. I seek what is seeking me. I am thriving by grace. I activate the promised land. It lives inside my heart. I help to change the atmosphere and this world. On any given day, it's always a good start. So I just want to give that to you, DC.
Aww.
Sending out a shout out to you. Hope you're having a good day.
Sounds
absolutely
beautiful. Oh, thank
you. Absolutely, again, send our love and thoughts to DC and Mary. They're both having a rough time in different ways, but just, you know, we're thinking of them and we miss them here. And
absolutely.
Wonderful to be with you, ladies. I know I will not be here next week. It's my meeting week, so I have to go to the day job. But I'll miss you. I love these nights. Love being in your company. It makes me feel so much better. So.
Me too. I'll miss you too.
So.
All right.
Well, until 2 weeks from now, have a great evening, you ladies, and everyone at home. And thank everyone for calling in. We appreciate you for listening and calling and keeping us on the air.
That's right.
And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Good night, everyone.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. Beautiful show. Good night.